Phone Boy Speaks, episode 550, Towel Root.
I'm not a fan of rooting or jailbreaking devices. Yes, I've done it both on Android and iOS, but I also understand the security implications of doing that. And so I try not to do it myself, right? And iOS has gotten good enough in the most case that I don't feel the need to jailbreak it. And, you know, even Android devices, well, I mean, there are some things you can't do in Android devices if you're not rooted, which, and that's, you know, it gives you more capabilities, but it also reduces the security of your device because in order to give you that access, it has to essentially drop your shields in ways. And so that and it gives not only the apps that you want to have access, but it also gives you, you know, a lot of, you know, potentially gives you more access than you need. And so, yeah, in jailbreaking on iOS in particular, yeah, it disables a lot of the security functions. And you know, likewise, you know, rooting does something similar on Android. And in fact, there are some applications that won't run if the device is jailbroken because they can't trust that the device hasn't been compromised in some other way. For example, applications, when the device is jailbroken, applications can access other applications' data, which is normally not allowed by the iOS security model. And I wouldn't even normally cover a new root program for Android because, well, they happen frequently. The only reason I'm doing this one is because of who did it. It's a guy named George Hotz, a.k.a. GeoHot, and he actually did the first jailbreak for iOS back in the day. I think it was LimeRain, and it was, you know, considered the gold standard. It's sort of what a lot of the other jailbreakers tried to achieve, right? Make it really easy to jailbreak and get the stuff on there. So he's somewhat famous for that. And the reason he did it is because he wanted to carrier unlock his device. And so that was kind of the reason for doing it. And that's, again, one of the things you can do when you can jailbreak your device is that, yeah, you can potentially change stuff like that, where you can disable carrier locks and stuff, which, you know, the operators want. But anyway, and so I'm not a huge fan of doing this activity, and I, you know, from a security point of view, I certainly don't recommend it, right? But I know people that do it, and yeah, and just know that there are some applications you won't be able to run because there are methods of detecting that your device has been rooted or jailbroken, and the software won't run. So, but anyway, I've got links in the show notes to this new program called Towel Root. it supposedly works for anything. It's a kernel. It's actually a kernel exploit in the Linux kernel that's on Android devices, and it's therefore it's pretty universal and pretty much should work in anything. I haven't tried it because I don't have an Android phone. I've got some tablets here of the kids, but I don't really want to jailbreak it for obvious reasons. And so anyway, this is, you can see the GigaOM article and the links to Towel Root in the show notes.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.